This is Trump Train song number 21 on YouTube. There are 21 songs on YouTube called Trump Train. I'm going to give that 3 Trumps on a scale of 1 to 5 Trumps,
oh,
5
really?
Being the best.
You like that one.
That's 3 Trumps right there on the Trump train. This one's by Christopher Scott.
My name is Chris Martin, and Donald Trump, this is for you. There's a long Trump train coming down the line, convincing people that the world is fine.
I'm giving that 2 Trumps on the scale of 1 to 5 Trumps. Cody, what's up? What happened when you told a girl at work that you loved her?
I surprised her at her job with very cheesily with a rose and in the front of her all her friends who I thought really had my back and liked me too. But I said, I love you. And she just looked at me, looked around, was like, thank you. And I just stood there. It was like the most awkward, like, I just stood there like, all right, well, see you later. Like, it was just completely awkward.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Pretty rough.
So thank you is just as bad as I hate you, right?
I would assume so. We didn't last much longer after that because I was like, oh, she's not into me. Right. So I had to stop caring.
Yeah,
so.
By the time you love her, if she doesn't say I love you back and she says thank you, I'd be like, oh, thank you for helping me save some time. I'm on to the next. 727-579-1025.
John Brennan said, best response to I love you text is the fist bump emoji.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? I love you text followed by the fist bump.
I just told him I loved him, so we'll see what he writes back.
I bet he gives you the fist bump or the poop emoji. Rocky, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Rocky?
Hey, Drew. Good. Well, I was my response was I was dating a girl I ended up dating her for 3 years, but the first 2 weeks into a relationship, one night after we did our thing, she turned around and said, I love you. And I couldn't respond to her because we were only dating for 2 weeks. So my response to her was, you know, I want to love you. You know, I thought that was a good response at the time.
I want to love you.
Yes, at the moment. And she wasn't very happy with that. So I guess, but we're still dating for 3 years after that.
There you go. Next time you hit her with the number 10 on the list, the I'm on Instagram right now and not really listening at all response, which is one word, cool. Can you imagine? Cool. The number one most hated response, the holy crap, they saw it and said nothing. Seen at 8:36 p.m.
Oh, man.
Like for people who have their notifications on.
I don't know why people have that on their phones. I don't want to know that you've read my text.
Same here.
Why do people have that?
I don't know. I don't know why anyone would have the accountability of the read notifications on their text.
That's just a savage move to go, hey, I read your text and I'm not writing you back.
Hurtful.
You used to have it on your phone, then you turned it off.
I know, because I didn't want anybody to feel the pressure of, oh, I read your text, and I'm either too busy or too disinterested to respond.
Because what do you get out of that?
Nothing.
You don't get anything out of having that I can see you read my text.
No, that you know that I read your text, but I'm not going to say anything back?
I got to keep my lies up. Oh, I never got that text message.
Right, oh, must be something with my phone. The number two, the bare bones acknowledgement that they heard you. Okay. I love you. Okay.
You've never had a woman tell you that she loves you and you didn't feel that way?
It's been a long time since any woman has said, I love you.
No, I don't think that's true.
Maybe it is. It's been a long time since any woman has shown me that.
What's happening right now?
Nothing.
Nikki, show him that you love him.
All right, you too. 727-579-1025. That was actually the most heart-crushing response ever, was when I said to my son Xander, who was on the radio with us, I love you, bud. And he said,
all right, you too.
Oh. What's up, Frank? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing, Drew?
Good, Frank. Thank you, man.
Love the show.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
What?
It happened several times. The most awkward one I can remember was I didn't respond at all, changed the subject. It was like the first or second date. She said she loved me. Mm. And I just, like I said, nothing. No response. Change the subject.
That pretty much sends a message, right? Like, if she says, I love you on the second date, and you go, yeah, listen, what appetizer do you want to split? That pretty much sends sends a message that there's not much of a future here, right?
Exactly. I never called her, never asked her out again. When she called me, I cut the conversation short, said I was busy, I had to go. And after a few calls, she got the idea, and I was just really, really weird.
Yeah, I'm a fan of, like, if a girl doesn't get the message by the 10th text message that you send me that I don't respond to, then I don't know what to tell you, you know? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Melissa, did you say it first, or did someone else say it to you?
Someone else said it to me.
All right, so someone says, I love you. You aren't quite ready to tell them that you love them back. How did you respond?
I asked him, had he not been spending enough time with me? That I was crazy, and that he should know that by now.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, maybe he loved your crazy. There are certain people who love each other's crazy.
And he did say he loved my crazy, but I didn't want him calling me crazy later on when it didn't work out.
Oh, all right. So then once he said he knew that you were crazy and he still loved you, did you tell him that you loved him back?
No. And it lasted about 2 more weeks because I didn't want anybody that would love somebody as crazy as me.
Have you found love?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Have you found temporary love, if you know what I mean? A little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, in and out?
No. Oh. Just gave it up for Lent.
Well, it's not Lent anymore, sweetheart.
Oh, I'm very religious.
All right. Well, God loves you
but
all the time.
I have a suggestion.
Oh, all right.
I have jumped the gun and was hanging out with someone years ago, had a little bit too much to drink, and said, I love you, and caught myself just in time to say, man, at the end of it.
Oh, there you go. That movie will save a lot of people. Trump Train song number 19, getting on the Trump Train.
Who's this one by?
I See You.
Big storm is coming, moving across the land. A giant has awakened, he's gonna take a stand. Calling all the people to help us get on track. We have found a leader who'll take our country back. Veterans are dying, don't get proper care. Military is weakened on land and sea and air.
Obama.
Debt keeps growing bigger.
Is this the lady who's just on the phone with us?
No one seems to care.
I love
holes
Jesus.
Holes in the border, danger everywhere. Get on board, get on the train, make America
great again. Oh, this is a solid 3.5. I'm giving that one 3.5 Trumps.
Brother, just let everybody know, if they put together 21 Hillary songs, maybe they did, we'd be playing those too.
Right. We are not playing this because we love or hate Donald Trump. We are playing it because there are 21 songs on YouTube that are called Trump Train songs.
I think there's probably a lot more.
Right. Here's number 18 by Joe Staffieri, the Trump Train song. And Joe Staffieri looks like a Joe Staffieri.
I hear the Trump train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And you all ain't seen nothing till Donald Trump stepped in. He's got that certain something that we can all agree.
Trump train!
Some people say he's cocky, and that's alright with me. Was not a politician, as you can plainly see. He won't put up with bullcrap and talking on PC.
I was worried about that
one. Hillary and Bernie, he's got them on the run.
I'm going to give that one 3 Trumps out of 5.
I like that one, though, because of the Trump train, Trump train.
727-579-1025. Rob, what happened when you said I love you and the person was not ready to hear it? I say, Rob. Rob? Mike, hello.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Great, Mike. How about you, bud?
You know, back in high school, you know, it's like to throw the L bomb around. It's not, you know, it doesn't mean as much.
Yeah.
And I remember a few girls were like, they'd throw it out.
Right.
I got to quote my man, Patrick Swayze. I just said ditto.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it's like, I ain't ready to say it, but kind of.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like, I love you, but I'm not really ready to commit to saying I love you. So I'm going to go the Swayze from Ghost route and say ditto.
For sure. Great movie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that is a fantastic movie as far as rom-coms go. This would be the Trumpettes. Trumpettes. With their song, Trump Train.
Election 2016. Final results have been tabulated. Thank you, voters in every state. Your vote for Donald J. Trump just made a candidate great.
Everybody in every state, get on board.
I like
the train is leaving the gate.
It's the best one yet. That's 4.5 Trumps on a scale of 1 to 5 Trumps.
These songs sound like they were made 32 years ago.
Here is Trump Train by a Canadian Mr. D. Trump supporter. Might be.
Election in USA, the Game of Thrones begun. The donkey fights the elephant.
I think she recorded this on her iPhone.
They battle through the primaries with one goal on their mind.
That is one Trump on a scale of 1 to 5 Trumps. Here is number 15 by C.B. Hutcherson. These are 21 songs on YouTube.
I think this guy just talks.
With the title Trump Train.
Well, boys, we're still talking about Donald Trump and his leadership, his success, his beautiful family.
Fast forward.
I guarantee. I know that it's true that there's somebody who can really get us through.
All right, that's one Trump on a scale of 1 to 5 Trumps.
Oh, I love that one.
This is Wesley Michael Hayes and Outlaw Territory. It's got a picture of Obama with golf spikes, so it's got to be good. Number 14 song on YouTube called Trump Train. Here we go. That's a real hit kicker. Coming at ya.
You know this old country is going down the tubes. We finally have a man who knows what to do. Not afraid of Iran, won't bow down to Iraq. Folks, I'm telling you, for America's dreams to come true, we all need to get on board the Trump train.
Man, I want to do my own and have like a number 22 Trump Train song.
You could.
What do you think about this one? This is me. This is mine. Come on, ride it. The Trump Train. 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 Got this new song. Got you shaking your rump. I said you vote for him for president, he's Donald Trump. His skin is unnatural, it's a little orange. Oops, there ain't a damn word that rhymes with orange. He's Donald J. Trump, the J is for jackass. Ain't nobody in hell gonna vote for his whack ass. He's going up against Hillary and she's the devil. Vote for Donald Trump, cause you know he on the level. Come on, ride it. The Trump train, come on, ride it. Trump Train, the Trump Train Tower, very tall. Donald Trump has only one ball. No, I'm just kidding, cause you know he got two, as opposed to Hillary got zero. What you gonna do? Come on, ride it. The Trump Train, come on, ride it. The Trump Train. There we go, there's my Trump song.
Doesn't door hinge rhyme with orange?
Slightly.
Okay.
But I don't like the way door hinge sounds with orange.
Yeah, I don't know why D12 made it rhyme.
Yeah, D12 can make anything rhyme. All right, Brad. Well, hold on one second. Go ahead, Danny.
You just totally ruined Johnny Cash for me by playing that song about Trump with the Johnny Cash tune behind it.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just on board this Trump train, and I want to share my joy with everyone.
Why would you be on the Trump train?
Anybody but Hillary.
See,
anybody but Hillary, vote me in. Well, I'll vote you.
I don't want to vote me. I want to vote you. What are your qualifications?
Oh, I can do whatever anybody else can, but better. And I'm not a Trump.
You want to build a wall?
You want to build a wall? You want to build a wall around Mexico?
Hell no. Those Mexicans are the ones coming over, building these houses and doing things and working for cheap labor. I don't mind Mexicans.
She don't mind Mexicans. Don't mind them at all. You can vote for Danny because she's at the Tyrone Square Mall. She likes them Mexicans because they's a little better. She likes that song by Weezer. It's about your sweater. So pull the thread as I walk away. It will unravel. Donald J. Trump is the judge and here's his gavel. Guilty, not guilty, adjudicated, whatever. I vote for Donald Trump, cause you know he's mad clever. Get on that Trump train, you going through the tunnel. I drink a beer bong, it goes through my orange funnel. Donald J. Trump, the monarch, the despot. I use the word despot.
You're on your own on that one.
Thank you. Jennifer?
Drew Garabo, I am so impressed with you right now. Did you honestly just, like, spit that rhyme out and just make it up, or did you have it prepared?
Seth, Nikki, did I have anything prepared? Is there any literature in front of me whatsoever?
We don't plan anything on this show. We're 100% organic.
Don't panic. We're organic.
But for real, you are so gifted, my friend.
Gifted, indeed.
I'm impressed with you.
Yeah, I can make a mean Donald Trump come on ride it the train freestyle. It's what I do.
Yours was my most favorite. You get 9 Trumps.
Nine Trumps. Thank you. I'm the king of the Trump train. I appreciate it very much.
All right, doll. Have a great weekend.
You do the same thing, doll.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
All aboard.
Donald Trump rhymes are getting mad loose. That girl named Jennifer, I'll do her in the caboose. That means in the back. Yeah, the rear end. I'll do Jennifer, then you know I'll do her friends. It'll be a naughty party for Donald J. Trump. But first I got to pull out my crazy penis pump. I got to pump it up to make it a little bigger. Shout out to Donald Trump, cause you know he is my candidate for president. You know, we've been doing this Apple a Day program the entire month. Your generous donations, including the $250 donation we got today, which we very much appreciate, it goes to the Apple a Day program, which gets iPads for kids who are going through chemotherapy. Now, we like to put these families on the air so it personalizes it and lets you know where your generous donations are going. We're about to speak to Chloe's mom, Jacqueline. Chloe is 2 years old, and I'm going to bring Jacqueline on so that we can get the story from her. Jacqueline, how are you? Thank you very much for joining us.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Certainly a pleasure. Talk to me about the Christmas day. What an awful day to discover that your daughter has pleuropulmonary blastoma type 3. How did you know there was something wrong with her?
Well, this has been going on for like a month and a half. She had very high fevers and she was making this grunting noise, and I had taken her to the doctor over Thanksgiving break, and they diagnosed her with a urinary tract infection. And then, sure enough, we've had her on antibiotics for 10 days, and all the symptoms seemed to go away except that grunting noise. And so, you know, we kind of went on with our lives, and Christmas Eve, she spiked another fever, and I just noticed the grunting was getting louder, and her breathing was labored, and so I had the whole family over, as usual, and I decided I'm just going to take her up there, get a second opinion, and we went to the hospital, and they were doing an ultrasound on her her appendix because they thought it might be the appendix or the bladder again, and she was fighting them. She's a fighter, and they went too high with the ultrasound, and they saw the mass in her lungs. So then you could tell something was wrong. They rushed out. They started ordering all these CAT scans and x-rays, and sure enough, Christmas Day, they came in and basically told me and my husband, and it was the worst news of our lives.
Of course. And they were able to take out 99% of an aggressive and rare massive tumor the following Monday. And then after the surgery, she's having a rough time withdrawing from the pain medications.
Yes, she actually, they waited till Monday for their A-plus surgery team to come in there and take the tumor out. And but Christmas Day, she was like, the whole time she was hunched over and, you know, having labored breathing. And just miserable, crying. And I mean, I spent all night holding her. And then all of a sudden, it was the weirdest thing. She got this like really big burst of energy. And my husband and my sons had brought up a bunch of Christmas presents for her, and she didn't want anything to do with them the whole day. But then she got that burst of energy, and she saw the presents, and she's like, presents, presents. So I ran them all over to her. She opened a bunch of presents. And then about 20 minutes later, she just basically crashed, and they had to intubate her. So that following Monday, they took the tumor out, and, you know, she spent a week on the ventilators and, you know, the chest tubes and draining and all that fun stuff. And then they took, you know, they took the tube out and the chest tubes, and I assumed that she's just going to bounce back and be Chloe again and miss personality. And right. She started having seizures. She was, you know, she couldn't even hold her head up. She couldn't eat. And it was the worst thing to just see your daughter. And then you don't know right. what's going on with her. You have to trust all these people that you don't even know, you know, and just trust that everything's going to be okay. And so the withdrawals lasted for months after she was, she had the surgery and had the tubes taken out, and slowly but surely she started with OTPT and speech and language. She started getting all of her functions back, and now she's doing really well.
Great. We're speaking with Jacqueline. Her 2-year-old daughter was diagnosed on Christmas Day with pleuropulmonary blastoma type 3.
Jacqueline, how's she doing with the chemotherapy?
She's actually doing very, very well with it. She spent the first weeks 1, 3, 5, and 7 were like heavy, heavy doses. They were like double doses of chemo. And we spent probably the first several months in the hospital. Her counts would drop. She'd get bad fevers. We'd get immediately admitted again. Now she had chemo last weekend, and she spends a week like kind of rebounding with the vomiting, the up all night crying, the pain, the neuropathies. And then within a week, she's back to, you know, being Chloe and feisty and, you know, back to her most herself, you know?
Sure. Absolutely. Seth?
Is it hard to keep her entertained when she's going through all this?
It's miserable. We're trapped in a little room. And she's 2, and she's climbing, and she's got tubes attached to her, and you're constantly on your toes trying to keep them from getting wrapped on the bed or caught on the couch or tripping over them. And she's climbing on the IV pole. We take walks around, you know, the room, and she always wants my phone to be on the phone. And not to mention, like, all the transfusions they get. They have to sit for 4 hours to get a blood transfusion, and she's had several of those, and they kind of expect you to sit still,
right?
But you know the 2-year-olds aren't going to sit still, and no. You're trying to just keep them, you know, Play-Doh, and they get tired of it. But with the iPad, she'll be able to surf the YouTube and
right.
get on all the little games and the nursery rhymes, and it's going to be a huge thing for her, I know.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing the story, because the people who have donated close to $25,000 to our Apple a Day program initiative so far really need to know where this money goes, and really need to know the benefits of an iPad for a rambunctious little 2-year-old who can then watch some cartoons, some movies, play some games to pass the time during these lengthy blood transfusions and chemotherapy sessions. So I really appreciate you sharing all of that. And from one parent to another, I know that you're struggling with this, and I can't imagine what it must be like, but I salute you for staying strong for this adorable little girl.
For sure. I'm so thankful for the viewers, for all the support. We've had like an overwhelming, you know, base of people that, you know, have just like mailed us things and, you know, posted things on our Facebook page, and, you know, and all of those things just keep you going as a parent, because, you know, your whole life changes. It's yeah. the biggest adjustment. And I mean, nobody wants this
no.
at all. And when it happens to you, you don't know what to do. It's awful.
Yeah. All you can do. And as a parent, you would do anything to kind of take that bullet for your kid, to put, you know, take the pain away from them and put it in your own body. And I can only imagine what that's like for you every day, Jacqueline.
For sure. I mean, it's sad. And I mean, there's plenty of kids on that floor
sure.
at Johns Hopkins, all children's, and, you know, and they don't have a lot of them, you know, parent, we have to, you know, you miss so much work. You don't have the money to, you know, be afforded to afford these things for your kids, and even, you know, just the little things like gas money and getting to and from appointments, and then you're in the hospital a weekend for the treatments, and just a little thing like an iPad. But that's like a huge help, and it keeps these kids going and keeps them strong.
Awesome.
Keeps them busy, and they love it and entertain. So
that's fantastic. Is Chloe available by any chance? I know she's two, so our conversation, she'll probably talk over my head a lot because I have the intellect of a one-year-old. But would you mind if we spoke with her?
Not at all. She's ready, and I hope you're ready for this.
I hope so, too.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hi, Gail.
Hey, Chloe, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Chloe, did you know?
L-O-D.
L-O-D. She said L-O-D. Did you hear that?
I didn't. Not, but that's crazy.
L-O-D.
Chloe, you're so awesome. Did you know that you're getting an What? Do you want to sing? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Please, I would love for you to sing for us, Chloe. What'd she say, Seth?
What song?
Oh.
Yeah,
you're welcome. We're going to give you an iPad.
What's that? Oh, I thought there was a final hook.
I love you, Chloe. I hope you. Chloe, I hope you love the iPad that we're going to give you. You're such a special little girl, and I want you to stay strong, okay?
Okay.
Chloe, we love you.
I love you.
I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, everybody. We appreciate it.
Jacqueline, thank you very much. I hope you guys have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.